tonight, service. Lord Jesus, you're so wonderful to us. Lord, the grace we feel in our hearts, the excitement when we hear the call to come in and hear you speak to us. We're so appreciative of that. Lord, I ask that you would bless every single one that's made the effort to come and to enter into thy temple. Lord, some even may have had to struggle to come, Lord. Bless them mightily. Bless them richly, Lord. Father, to see the desire in people's hearts to come. Lord Jesus, have your way tonight. Speak to us. Lord, even in this few songs and hymns, Lord, we might sing to prepare us, prepare our spirits to settle us down, Lord, to hear you. Lord, may the revelation in the songs just vibrate through our being, oh God. May it not be out of habit we sing, but Lord, from the depths of our heart, singing, Lord, unto you, rejoicing in what you're doing. We thank you, Father. May you just bless everyone again is my prayer. We'll give you the glory and honor and praise in your precious name, lovely Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Amen. Truly, it's so wonderful, saints, to be out. Amen. Turn with me our capstone books, if you will, on page 85. Hallelujah. At Calvary. A wonderful place. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary.
Oh, the mighty God that God did span.
59. Turn with me over. I'm going that way. Amen. You have that assurance, saints?
I've heard of a land of joy and peace and wonderful life. A beautiful place of mansions fair and skies ever bright. Where all who the Savior so dear forever shall stay. And having been saved by grace divine, I'm going that way.
Amen.
I'm going that way. I'm going that way. And Jesus the Savior is with me each day. I'm clinging to Him and never to stray. Yes, singing His praises all day long, I'm going that way. The glorious news I tell and sing as onward I go, that those who are still astray in sin, my Savior may know. I want them to sing His praise above some beautiful day, for glory to Him who died for me. I'm going that way. I'm going that way. I'm going that way. And Jesus the Savior I adore is with me each day. I'm clinging to Him and never to stray. Yes, singing His praises all day long, going that way. I know I shall meet Him at the gate when trials are past. I know I shall meet Him face to face and glory. And now I believe that when we meet, well done.
Amen. Think about it. What a day that's going to be.
When the first thing is so redeeming grace, I'm going that way. I'm going that way. And Jesus the Savior I adore, He's with me each day. I'm clinging to Him and never to stray. Yes, singing His praises all day long, I'm going that way.
Amen. Are you going that way? Have that assurance. Amen. Praise His name. Page 7, if you'd like to turn with me. Oh, let's sing about where we're going. That unclouded day. Amen.
Oh, they tell me of a home far beyond the sky. Oh, they tell me of a home far away. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds ride. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. Oh, the land of cloudless days. Oh, the land of an unclouded sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds ride. Oh, in eternal wisdom sheds its fragrance in my name. And oh, the land of cloudless days. Oh, the land of an unclouded sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, in his beauty there, and they tell me that mine eyes shall behold where he sits on the throne that is whiter than snow, in that city that is ever come again in that lovely land.
To look forward to things. Yeah. Amen. And this, all that in 1,000 years, and then we're just getting started. Amen. Amen. I like that song said, worship him and praise him 10,000 years, and then, you know, there's no end to it. Amen. Won't even be as if we started. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Praise his name. Brother Amos, would you like to come up for the offering? Praise his name. Hallelujah. That's the last thing, if you will.
Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful in our hearts, Lord, once again for this opportunity that you've granted to us to be here.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, dear.
We want to give you all the praise and the glory for it, Lord. It's only by thy grace and mercy we have that desire in our hearts, Lord, to draw closer to thee this morning. Lord Jesus, just to hear thy precious word as it comes forth, Lord, we pray that you'll grant to us the revelation. Lord, may it sink down deep in our hearts. Lord, bring forth those peaceful fruits of righteousness in our hearts. Lord, we just commit the remainder of the service into thy hands, Lord. May you receive the glory and the honor from all things. Lord, we ask once again that you'll bless this offering. May it be used for the upbuilding of thy kingdom. We ask it in thy precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. And then I won't have to worry when I reach the other shore. Amen. And then I won't have to worry when I reach the other shore. All my trials will be over, and I'll rest forevermore. And my eyes will be on Jesus, and my heart will be aglow, and I won't have to worry anymore. Amen. And then I won't have to worry, oh, when I reach the other shore. All my trials will be over, and I'll rest forevermore, and my eyes will be on Jesus, and my heart will be aglow, and I won't have to worry anymore.
Amen. All our worries will be over. Amen. Let's all stand, if you would, and we take our needs and requests to him. I may have one by the upraised hand. Hallelujah. Just hold it on your heart. Amen. Brother Paul, would you like to take the request? Amen.
Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father, as we come before you this day again, Lord Jesus, we just want to come here to honor your name, to look to you again, Lord Jesus, yes, for strength and for our leading guidance once again, Lord Jesus. I pray you just go with us this day now, Lord Jesus, and may you have your will in our lives, Lord, and all our needs that we have, Lord Jesus, and requests and uplifted hands, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Pray you just meet everybody as individual needs they have need of, Lord Jesus, whether it's financial or health or, Lord, you know what the need is, Lord Jesus. I pray you just go into each everybody's lives, Lord, and grant them their requests, Father. We ask, Lord, just want to ask you just be with the minister now to bring forth the word, Lord. Just give him the words to speak, Lord, and may it find right away in our hearts.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we ask all these things in your name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Praise his name. Would you have a song tonight, Karen? I should be coming. Praise you.
one he'll manifest again. Someone feels this challenge to accomplish this today. They're watching every move their body makes. They have a willing heart no matter what God asks of them. They'll be that prisoner so in love with him. God has someone that's been predestined. He has someone to meet his need. There is someone been made to order. And I know that someone is me. There is someone been made to order. And by grace, someone is me.
Yes, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Can you see by grace you are in that predestinated number? Amen. If you really do, you'll be one of the happiest people walking the face of this earth. If you can see the great plan of God in your life being expressed. Amen. Glory to his name. I love him. Amen. He's so precious. Let us all stand. We'll ask Brother Timothy to deliver the message this evening, and may our hearts be open again and ready to receive. And I trust each one of us is hungering for the Word of God. And Paul, amen, ask God to feed your hungry soul. Amen. Glory to God. Let's sing that little chorus. Lord, I believe. Do you believe the Word? Amen. Amen. Let's sing it together. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe.
Precious Lord, we are once again so grateful and thankful for this opportunity to come and already, Lord, to be able to sing songs and to feel your presence. And Lord, realize by the reality of what you mean to us. And Lord, we've just come tonight to humbly let you have your way, asking you to bless these few words, Lord. Even they might be chopped up a little bit, but Lord, may somewhere, somehow, someone gain strength or something they would need from these precious words, Lord. Father, we commit ourselves into your hands, asking, oh God, that you would just be here with us, Lord. Deal with our hearts, Lord, with whatever it would be. Lord, maybe it might be the smallest thing, but Lord, if it strikes one heart, oh God, if it strikes deeper in my heart, it's worth it all, Lord. And oh God, just open our understandings, I pray, and we ask it to your glory and honor in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. My, don't you love him? Amen. I thank God for his precious word. Amen. Thankful for the message we heard this morning. And, you know, I just pray that this will kind of just tie into all the things we've been hearing. And a lot of instances. I'm going to read out of the book of Romans if you want to turn there to the 8th chapter, and then you can be seated. But conform to his image, we've been predestinated.
Yes.
And, you know, I was just dwelling upon that, and the Lord had laid part of this on my heart Thursday evening, and I had portions, and he gave me a few more scriptures and quotes to go with it for this evening. And we're just going to take a look at the Word. Amen. Yes, just amen. Just read some scriptures and a couple quotes and let it measure up our lives and just let it tie in with everything we've been hearing. And let God just gel it together. He will.
Yes,
and
he will.
I believe that you might get a little encouragement from it. You might find strength or something that'll help you, I pray. I pray that God don't do nothing by chance. Mm-hmm. And I don't find this stuff just on my own, just by looking, but somehow God has a way. He knows how to lead you and guide you and give you something to bring. Yeah. You know, every time you get ready to minister, you just think, Lord, what can I preach now? Everybody else, it just seems like, you know, as you come, it's already, everybody's already preaching. Somebody else can preach it so much better than you can, but that ain't how it works. You just do what God gives you to do with.
Amen.
Same way if you're a singer. Listen, singers, don't matter. You may not sing as good as somebody else, but if God gives you a song, there's a microphone right here.
Amen.
God will bless it. Keep
Amen.
It in mind. Amen. Amen. It works both ways. We're here as a family
yes,
to enjoy what God has for us.
Amen.
Amen. But we each got a part. We may not do something that someone else does, but give it all you've got for what God's
Amen.
Given you.
Amen.
Amen. You know, I don't care if you can't even sing in tune. You sing to the glory of God and you watch God move.
Amen.
Amen. Here in Romans, the 8th chapter and 11th verse, "But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit
Amen.
That dwelleth in you." Amen.
Yes.
May the Lord add the blessings to His word, and you may be seated.
Glory.
My, just His Spirit that dwelleth in you,
yes.
quickening your body, you know. And we've been sent here, as our brother was speaking this morning, to be conformed to the image of His Son. And I was just dwelling upon something, and I'd like to turn to the book of Deuteronomy and read a few scriptures. We'll go to Deuteronomy 8:3 to begin with. Amen. Just to kind of draw a little something here to point out. Nothing we haven't heard, but just to think about it a little bit. Amen. You know, brother has mentioned so many times here over the last several services of the Holy Spirit. "When He which is the Comforter shall come, He shall teach you all things,
Amen.
Guide you into all truths, and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I said unto you."
Amen.
But let's just read here Deuteronomy 8:3. Amen. "And He humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not. Neither did thy fathers know, that He might make thee know that man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live."
Amen.
And then I'd like to turn over to Deuteronomy 6. And we'll read the 13th verse first. "And thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, and serve Him, and shalt swear by His name." And then the 16th verse. "And ye shall not tempt the Lord your God, as ye tempted Him in Massah." So in reading these three scriptures, I want you to turn to Luke 4 with me now. And we're going to read this again, you know, in just a little different manner tonight than sometimes it's brought. But just to look at the word and to make it a reality in our hearts.
Amen.
Amen. Luke, the 4th chapter. Amen. I'll find it here in a minute. There we are. Put the marker on the wrong page. Amen. We'll start there at the first verse. "And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness, and being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days He did eat nothing, and when they were ended, He afterward and hungered. And the devil said unto Him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone be made bread." Now I want you to remember, Jesus was a flesh human being. As far as the flesh is concerned, He suffered pain. He felt everything. He was a man
Amen.
With God housed within Him.
Yes.
And I want you to think about that now. But He was full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Who's that? God in spirit form. Amen. Just keep it in mind. Amen. As we go along. You've heard all these things, but just dwell on
Amen.
It. And let God dip it in your heart. Make it a reality to you. And He says, "And the devil said unto Him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying," now look how long ago this was spoken. I want you to look way back there in the beginning.
Yes.
"And Jesus answered him, saying, It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." And already we can see the Holy Spirit's bringing it to His remembrance.
Yes.
Just think, 40 days without food. How weak a state your body would be in, and how tempting food would be after 40 days of nothing to eat. You know, I go 4 hours and I'm ready for a snack. But you know, but just think about it. Put yourself in His shoes now of where He was at here. But look how strong the Holy Spirit was down on the inside of Him. "And the devil, taking Him up into the high mountain, showed him all of the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto Him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, it all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem, and set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answering said unto him, It is said, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. But oh my, each time, I want you to look, the devil just hammering at him. Yes. Three times right in a row, and look at all that he offered him. But every time the Holy Spirit was right there. Even in the weakened state that his body would have been in, you watch the power of the Holy Ghost in his life. Amen. Now, he was a man. He hungered. And I'm going to read it to you. I want you to hear the prophet say that. But as he goes on here, I want you to read on down. He says, And Jesus returned, and when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him throughout all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. And he said, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down, and all the eyes of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Amen. Amen. But I want you to look. Jesus knew who he was. Amen. Amen. He had an identification that he knew he was full of the Holy Ghost, and he knew he'd been sent to do the work that he had been sent to do. Amen. And each one of us has been sent to do a work. Each one of us is a portion of this last age that he chose a bride that would be without spot or wrinkle and be perfect in his image, molded to his character. As Brother Brandon preached many times, God is identified by his characteristics. We've just read a few of these characteristics. But I want you to look at the power of the Holy Spirit in his life. It never failed. And we've heard that before. But let it soak into your heart that it never failed. It held. It was strong. It stayed right there no matter how bad the circumstances got. It held. And the word came back to his remembrance. Amen. And it was way back here. Just think about it, saints. Way back there. Way back at the beginning of them old scrolls, I'm sure. That's where that word was hidden in those pages, as our brother brought out on rearing children and lying. Look how far back in these pages that's hidden. Yes. Way back here. But it still should come back to our remembrance. Yes. But I want you to look at that. And as you think about that for a moment, I want to read something Brother Branham said here. And how can I overcome? And he's speaking of this. He says, look. How Can I Overcome? It's preached in 1965, August 25th. And this is paragraph 104. Look, temptation was for him. You know that. The Bible said he was tempted in all points, like as we are, yet without sin. He was tempted by drinking. He was tempted by women. He was tempted by everything that could be tempted by. And he was tempted by everything that we are. He was a man. And yet you couldn't put a mark on him. Yes, sir. Now just think about that, saints. Amen. Just let it dwell in your hearts. But my, as you... I want to go here to birth pains, and I'm going to try to not hold you too long. I've got quite a few to read here. I don't want to go too fast, but I want to get it done. Amen. And it says here, this is in birth pains, and page 16. And I'm going to go ahead and read all of this on page 15, starting at paragraph 104. We'll read down and turn over on to 16. Now, Jesus told us exactly what would take place just at this time. He told us in Matthew 24 that the true church and the other church
would be church natural, church spiritual, would be so close together, impersonators, until it would deceive the very elected if it was possible. And how that it was in the days of Noah, how they were eating and drinking, marrying, given in marriage, all this immortality of the world that we see today, and the Bible, the book, the doctor's book said it would happen. So when we see this happening, we know that the birth is at hand. It's got to be, yes, sir. Now we look at that as a nation, and not a nation, but a world. Now Israel, the church, let's start back with her for a few minutes, and let's follow her for the next 10 minutes. Maybe Israel, birth pains under every prophet that came to the earth. She had birth pains at his message. For what did it do? The prophet had the word, and she had sown so much rottenness and made so much systematic orders in her being until the prophet shook her off her foundation. And they were hated by everybody. And so, therefore, when God sent a prophet, the church itself went into birth pains. Because the prophet, the word of the Lord comes to the prophet and him only. And there's still a prophet in the land today, saints. Still, every service you come in, God's here. Amen. And you know, just to kind of put this in there, as our brother mentioned this morning with what the Supreme Court, and how the Christian so-called world is in such an uproar over it. That's in the Bible. It's against all truth. That's one word. Look at everything else they don't even care about. Yes, and now just type it to our message that God sent a prophet in this age and brought. Yes, oh, a woman cut her hair. I won't stand still for that. But what about every word? Every word, saints. You see where it's fell in? It's fell into the denominations. It's come over here, but God is making that last and final call. Yeah. That little bride is going to be there, saints. Yeah. It might be one, it might be two, it might be half a dozen, but she's going to be there and clothed in his righteousness and just as perfect as he is, holding his word in her heart as a standard. Yeah. But you just watch. You see Satan's rattling all these bushes, and all the world's coming to an end. It's going to come to an end, and it may be sooner than they realize. But I'm not worried about the world coming to an end. I'm worried about being able to leave this earth before it comes to an end. Amen. Because I ain't going to be here when all that takes place. But this is my book of direction. And now I was sent here to be conformed to his image, each one of us. And that precious word has been coming. But if his spirit dwells in me, it'll quicken my mortal body to every word that's in that Bible. And that's what the Holy Spirit has stressed. And if you look, the prophet came in this age and he brought the word. But you look at what the Holy Spirit is crying out. Make sure you know you've got the Holy Ghost. Not just here. It's everywhere that there's a genuine minister of God bringing the gospel. Make sure you know where you stand. Make sure you know that soul's been changed. Make sure you know you've been sealed till the day of redemption. Amen. Making sure you've got to know. And it's got to be in it just as an insurance that I can stand here and say, this day, this scripture is fulfilled, that there would be a bride here to declare to this nation and this people that Jesus Christ is alive and living and holding every word of this dear to their heart. Not compromising on any of it. Not wanting to shove any of it aside. But taking a stand. Just as so-called Christians, they want to take a stand for same-sex marriage. But that's the only thing they'll stand for. And so it is in the bride. So many people just stand for one word. But where's that little bride that'll stand for every word and uphold it? That's what God's looking for. A bride that's in his image. A bride that was prepared for him beforehand. Predestinated to be here for him, that it would reflect his character and his image. Oh, my saints, let it sink into your heart. If you can see God calling you, as he said this morning, and you can feel it in your heart, look where you stand with God. But oh my, if you don't see that in your life and you don't know where you stand, there's still time. Yes, sir. Why, there's time. There's cry out to God that he would move in your heart. All of the little things, that so-called little things that get slid under the rug, it's all got to be like him. There should be so much love in your heart. Brotherly kindness and long-suffering and gentleness and peace. It should just be so intertwined. No lying, stealing, cheating. They shouldn't even be named once among us. But oh my, it ought to be the genuine Jesus Christ again. And that's what we're looking for. And if I see I'm short of that, now's the time to cry out to God, Lord, set me on fire. Build in me a true heart. Dip it in there, Lord. Maybe I've served God for 50 years. Maybe I've served him for 2 or 3. It doesn't matter. If it's lacking, it's lacking. And it's time to line up with what God has said and to make sure that it's run 100% down the line. Amen. He said, and she had sown so much rottenness and so much orders in her being until the prophet shook her off her foundation. And they hated by everybody. So therefore, when God sent a prophet, the church itself went into birth pains. Because the prophet, the word of the Lord comes to the prophet in him only. That is, the word that's spoken for that day is made manifest by the prophet of that age, always has been. And the churches, they built so many systems around the word until he shook her off her rocker when he come. And that's what's happened in our message churches. They've built so much system, so much it's okay, this is okay, this is why it's okay. When the true, genuine word comes, it shakes them so hard, they don't want it. They don't want nothing to do with it. They either back up, but you watch that genuine seed and say, oh, there's something here. Amen. But you watch it. And he says, what was it? Back to the word. Back to life. Systems don't have life. It's only God's word that has life. The systems that's built around it, where does not have life? It is the word that gives life. His message rocked the remnant back to the word. A little group will come out and believe sometime, maybe in Noah's time, only about 8 people. But anyhow, God rocked the remnant and destroyed the rest of it. It had rocked away. It did that all down through the ages until finally the church delivered to them a man-child. And that man-child was the Word itself made flesh. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word dwelt, was made flesh and dwelt among us. He conquered every devil and every power upon earth that came against him. With the Father's word only. Every temptation that Satan gave him, he rebuked Satan. Not with his own powers that he had, but with the word of God. It is written, it is written, it is written. Amen. For he was the word. And when Satan flew against Eve, she wasn't the word, and so it failed. And when he flew against Moses, it did the same thing. But when he hit into the Son of God, it was 10,000 volts, and it knocked the loose feathers out of him. And when he come back and said, it's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, there was that man-child made flesh. God's eternal word, himself manifested in a body of flesh here on earth to represent the word. Amen. Amen. And that was his day. Amen. It's still his day. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. But I want you to think about that. Satan couldn't stand him, couldn't stand against him. You know, and God predestinated Eve to fall. We know that. But he had a plan. He was going to prove to Satan. Oh, my. But let's turn here. Let me read this. This is in The World is Falling Apart. Before I do, let's turn over here to John. Amen. The book of John and the 14th chapter. Very familiar, but just wanted to read it to go along with this. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. John 14, chapter, and let's read there. Start at the 16th verse. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. Amen. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you, not someone else. Not another spirit, but the exact same spirit that was in him that defeated Satan the first time, he sent it back. Yes. Amen. And separated himself and came down. Amen. Yes. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. And at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Amen. Yes. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. Hallelujah. But if I do, believe not me, but believe my works. Amen. Can you see where Jesus could stand? He could stand there and read that scripture. I was sent to do this. And this day, that scripture is fulfilled. I'm here. Yes. Oh, my saints. Just look at the word that's been spoken of that little bride. Yes. You look and find yourself in these scriptures. And let's start backing up our lives where we stand. This is our time. This is our judgment place. This is our time to get things ironed out and to make sure. Don't wait till it's too late and we stand there and we have to look him in the eye and he says, depart from me, ye worker of iniquity. Amen. But this is the time to make our calling and election sure. Amen. And to make sure that I am finding myself in these scriptures, finding myself in this precious word. Amen. If I find I got a short place, it's time to climb. Yes. It's time to move on. Maybe I've been dilly-dallying around. Maybe I've been lollygagging and taking my time. But it's time to move on and give my all to God. Maybe you never have. Now's the time to do it. Give Him all you've got. Amen. And let Him take you in His hands. Follow His word. Follow Him in every step. And watch God move in your life. Amen. You know, the whole book of Acts, He proved. Amen. We'll get to that. Amen. And He says, and at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, ye and me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Amen. I like that little part. I'll manifest myself to him. Amen. True vindication. Oh my, it's been said before. Brother Kevin really knows me. You can ask him something about me, he can tell you about it. And if you really know something about Jesus, you can answer the question. But nevertheless, as a husband and wife, you let them live together for a long, long time. And a lot of times that husband don't have to say nothing, the wife don't have to say nothing, they both know what the other one's thinking. And it's just a union. They just move together, and that's the way it is with Jesus Christ. When He inhouses and He puts Himself inside of you, yes, it's just a union. It's two have become one. Yes. And oh my, it's no longer you, but it's Him in control. Amen. Hallelujah. Moving. This is in the message, "The World is Falling Apart," preached November 15th, 1963. And we'll start here at the 23rd verse on page 4. "But when He was crucified and rose again and ascended to God on the day of Pentecost, He came back in the form of this pillar of fire and separated Himself, tongues of fire set upon each of them, God dividing Himself amongst each church," because that was His wife. "And a husband and wife is one together, and God and the church is one together." God in you. That was God above us, and He's God with us. Speaking of the Old Testament, it was God above us. And then God came, it was God with us. And now it's God in us. Amen. The same God, not them different. Same Holy Spirit. Amen. God in you, that was God above us, God in us, God, same God all the time. Just three manifestation attributes or offices, whatever you want to call it, like Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's the same God all the time, see? And now that was God above us, could not be touched. Even the mountain that would be touched where He was on, they must be thrust through with a dart because sin had not had an offering yet. But then God came and was manifested among us, and we handled Him with our own hands. And He said, 1 Timothy 3:16, "Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness, for God was manifested in the flesh, seen of angels, and believed on in the world, and received up into glory." See, now that was God with us. God over us, God with us, now God in us. All that God was, He poured into Christ. And all that Christ was, He poured into the church. "And at that day ye shall know that I'm in my Father." We just read the scripture, "the Father in me, I in you, and you in me." So it's been God all along, you see, His same works. And the church is ordained to carry on His work with the same Spirit. You couldn't carry on the same work without the same Spirit.
Amen.
And Brother Branham said, God will take His man, but He doesn't take His Spirit.
Amen.
Satan takes his man, but he doesn't take His Spirit. Down through the ages, since Pentecost, God's taken His people, but His Spirit has kept moving on.
Amen.
It's here today. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. The same Holy Ghost that they received on the day of Pentecost is here today to make the same word live and the same works that was done in the book of Acts. It's here to do in a people's heart if they will surrender all they are to this word. You know, sometimes I wonder if we haven't lost some of the reality that He's coming back as soon as He could. You know, if you really thought He was going to come tomorrow, would we be too concerned about getting the car we think we have to have? Or the home, oh, we need to build this great big home and we need to get that and we got to have this. Would we really, we have to do those things. We must keep our life up. But how's my mindset when it comes to those things?
Amen.
Am I building my bank account so I can retire when I'm 40 instead of 50 or 60?
That's right.
But how long am I planning on being here? Now, God may tarry another 30 years. I don't know. But am I living today as if it was my last day on earth and tomorrow He's going to take me to glory? Am I living that as a reality that any day now, His face I'm going to see, He's going to come and get me? Or well, I know He's coming back, but I've still got to do this, and my foremost is still stuck over here on all the things I need to keep this life going. And then where if I would really dig into this precious word and get this right, I might get out of here sooner. But this is God's plan. God knew where we'd be, and He ordained each one of us to be here. But that same spirit, you ain't going to do it without it with any other spirit. But He says, without the same spirit, that right, the same spirit carries on the work. Amen.
Amen.
And that's why God separated Himself.
Yes.
And before the foundation of the world, He placed that little gene of God. There's one, and there's one. I'm going to place it in a body called Brother Jim Finley. I'm going to put one in a Brother Josh Hamilton. And oh my, on this certain day or a certain time, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit down on that thing. And oh my, I'm going to kill that old nature they was born with.
Amen.
And that new nature is going to become alive. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new.
Amen.
I'm not an old man patched up here and there, but I'm a new, brand new man.
Amen.
With a brand new way of thinking and a brand new life.
Yes.
But that's where it's got to be. But we need to look and see if I am a new person. Or if I'm still the same person I was 30 years ago. I still feel the exact same way I did 30, 40 years ago. My attitude ain't changed a bit. Everything that bothered me then still bothers me now. But we're looking for that overcomer. Jesus Christ proved to us that He could overcome by the Word, and it overcame in His life. With the precious Word of God being vindicated and brought to His remembrance, He defeated Satan. And it proved that that bride would be conformed in His image. And would be the exact same as that would be. She can't be nothing less. He was the Word. She has to be the Word right down the line. Amen. Let me go here to... Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen. Let's see here. This is in... It is the rising of the sun. Amen. I want to read this. We've heard this many times. But just listen. One more time. We'll read it. But this is in page 14. And this was preached in April 18, 1965. Paragraph 100. But now, for instance, what if we were going back to Tucson this afternoon and each one of us was going in a great big Cadillac, brand new, and all the seats were made out of doe skin, softest of leather, soft and easy to sit in, and the floorboards were plush and the steering wheel were nickel-plated and had diamond studs all over it, and the engine was mechanically tested to be exactly the right engine, and the wheels had bearings all greased up, and the tires were all puncture-proof and blowout-free. All had been tested scientifically. And they had been pushed off the assembly line, both of them. And both of them filled up with gasoline. And that's the running power, the gasoline, because it is the octane. But now when you're going to start them, although both of them look just alike, but there's one of them that don't have any spark and any firing power. And saints, let it sink in deep. We all sit here tonight, and we've all got the mechanics. We've got the hubs polished. We've got everything that's needed right here for our lives. Mechanically, it's all there. But oh my, as he goes on here, he says, and what you say, well, but one of them don't have any spark, any firing power. And you say, but the power is in the gasoline, Brother Branham. But I don't care how much power is in the gasoline. Unless there's a spark there to manifest that power, unless there's a power there to confirm that that's gasoline, it just as might as well be water. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You think about it. This could just lay here, but you put a spark in it. Amen. You let the Holy Ghost come down and reveal it to you.
Yeah.
Place it down on the inside and you watch it. Amen. Put this body into action.
Amen.
You can pick that. But you can pick the Bible up and read to somebody, thou shalt not commit adultery. Don't mean a thing to them. They'll go out tomorrow and commit adultery. But you let God reveal to them that it's against His word to commit adultery. You let God place that down on the inside. You watch that body. It'll never commit adultery. It'll turn.
Amen.
Amen. That quickening power done, but on the inside, you watch it strike it to life. If it's been revealed, you don't have to worry. Lying, stealing, you don't have to worry. If it's been sparked and been revealed to them that that's against the word of God, you watch that body turn.
Amen.
You watch it follow that path of God.
Hallelujah.
It's the same way with don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. You don't have to beat that to somebody. You don't have to.
Amen.
You can tell somebody and tell somebody and tell somebody. Well, I go to church. It's in my heart. It's how I feel about it. I know I want to be there, but I was out in the woods and I was meditating with God just as much as if I'd been at church, but that ain't what His word said. But you let God dip that down in somebody's heart, and you watch them walk through that door every service or wherever they're attending service.
Amen.
But you watch when God reveals something and the spark sets off in the mechanics, you watch something's got to move. It can't sit still.
Amen.
And that's the same way with a car. You hit the starter button, if there's gasoline and spark, it's going to roll.
Yes.
But if there ain't nothing there, it ain't going to do nothing. You can sit there and crank on it all day long, it won't move.
Right.
Same old car. You can get out and kick the hubcap. You can slam the door. You can slam the hood. It ain't going to help it. But you put a spark in there and watch her fire to life. Amen. And that's the way God's word is. If it's not working in your life, it's because there ain't no spark in there. And as you need a spark, and if God will put that baptism of the Holy Ghost down on the inside and kill out that old nature, you watch that thing shift into gear. And you watch it begin to move. Right on down the line, right in tune with God's word. No maybes, no shaking your head. I don't know if it'll work that way. It'll work that way. You let God put a spark in it. You watch it. Amen. As our brother mentioned Peter this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know the man. And then come out of that upper room, men and brother, let me tell you, that man, Jesus Christ, whom you crucified. Oh my, you look at the difference. You tell me there wasn't a spark went off in there. Amen. We need some sparks in our lives. Amen. We need some moving on. Amen. We might be old. Maybe I've been filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but it wouldn't hurt for God to refill some of us. Amen. And put us back on the fire line where we were to start with. Amen. You know, you get to be like the old salt. He lived on that sea all them years. It didn't mean much to him. He'd seen it. He done knew all about it. But somebody had never seen, oh, look at the beauty of that ocean. But oh my, what about the Holy Spirit? Amen. It never gets old. It's beautiful. He's here. Hallelujah. To give you whatever you need. But oh my, you got to see that you got a need. And you got to be willing to cry out to God, as our brother's been bringing, and say, Lord, I need a higher high than you. Lord, refill me. Whatever it takes, Lord. Set me on fire. Maybe I've let my fire burn dim. Maybe I haven't fanned the flame. Maybe I haven't prayed up and been reading the way I should have. Maybe my flame is burnt down, but oh God, let me fan the flame. Amen. Don't just get satisfied. Well, nothing's happening. I don't know. We started this little church, and my goodness, there ain't very many people here, and I just don't know. And I see this, and this is happening. What's God doing for you? It may not be the whole busload that gets to go to heaven, but oh my, if that one person's got the ticket in their hand, they're going. And that's what I'm concerned about. That's why I came in here. Pray each one of you came here for the same reason. It's not if your wife's going. It's not if your husband's going. It's if I'm going. Where's my ticket? Amen. That's what we're interested in. Hallelujah. He says, well, you say the power's in the gasoline, brother. But I don't care how much power's in the gasoline unless there's a spark there to manifest that power. Unless there's a power to confirm that's gasoline, it just as might as well be water. No matter how much theologians claim and how well you got your church set and how much education you got, and how much you like the Bible, until the Holy Spirit comes upon that person to quicken that word. The gasoline represents the word. It's the truth, but without the Spirit, it won't move.
That's right.
And we have put too much stress on the mechanics and nothing on the dynamics. It needs the dynamic power of God, the resurrection power of Jesus Christ upon the church to manifest and to bring it to pass that this is gasoline. Amen. He's just waiting to prove that he is God. This ain't yesterday, today, and forever. But you got to be in the right condition and asking and praying, Lord, here am I. What is it? It don't have to be great big signs and wonders and miracles. Nobody was standing there when Jesus was tempted and the word was manifest. Nobody seen that take place. But it was recorded in this scripture for mine and your admonition that we would know. Amen. God knows. Hallelujah. Amen. I tell you, saints, every day we ought to be more excited. When we can see the things that's going on in this world and you say, it doesn't surprise us. We know and we understand that it's coming. But you know, I have to say I really thought that this world still had some more decency in it than what I've seen. But it doesn't. It's gone. But oh my, it's just a sign of the time. We're getting close to the appearing of the Lord. All things must be set in order. And all things have to happen just the way it's recorded in the Word. And it's happening. But where am I? As I see that time drawing closer, is my ticket punched? Am I sitting there waiting? Don't want to go running around the station seeing who all I know in the station. But I'm looking to make sure that I don't miss my train when it comes in. Amen. But I want to read this. Our brother, I don't know if he read it this morning or not. Amen. This is in Christ is the mystery of God revealed. Predestinated. Page 27, paragraph 184. Predestinated. There's the mystery. Before Christ or anything else was ever on earth, you see his great mystery that he chose that bride knowing Eve would fall from disbelieving the word and knowing that she would fall. But he would choose a bride that would not fall, that would hold to that word regardless of what all the rest of the world had to say about it. they would hold to that word. They are predestinated to stand there. The adoption of children by Jesus Christ predestinated the church to that great, glorious stand. Amen. And hallelujah. I believe it was back over here in the rising of the sun. Amen. Yeah, I left off there at paragraph 104. He says, 106, but oh, I'm so glad there is a 10,000 octane power. The word of God and a Holy Ghost to light it up. To resurrect the power of God into a man's life or a woman's life or into a church that shoved that Cadillac down the road under the dynamic power of the Holy Ghost, which came back and was waved over the people the day of Pentecost, making him the same yesterday, today, and forever. That was the first sheaf come up from all the prophets, which was the Son of God and the King of all prophets. There has been churches and churches, brides, brides, churches, brides, brides. But there's got to come one, hallelujah. There's got to come a real bride. There's must come one that's not only got the mechanics, but the dynamics of it to make the church live and move in the power of his resurrection. And saints, it's got to be every word. Living, manifesting. You sisters can come to the instruments. But oh my, where am I at? Is there a spark in my life and I'm overcoming and there's an enthusiasm. Maybe I fell short. Maybe I see this as lacking. I see that's lacking. But where is the desire in there? Lord, I see I got to get this thing rolling. Amen. But that's where we're moving, saints. What's the time we're in? But Jesus Christ, we've been sitting here to be conformed to his image.
Yes,
and he set the bar really high. Yes. Without him, we can't do it. But through him, we can do all things. Through Christ, which strengthens me.
Amen.
But amen, he's here. Hallelujah. Yeah. To prove his word. But he's looking for that one vessel. And it may only be one in this congregation that will truly give all they've got. Lose their pride, lose their feelings, their attitudes, their opinions. And be a genuine Christian. Be a genuine son of God, daughter of God. That this word means more to them than life. And it is vindicated in their life. They don't just walk around holding it saying, I believe all this. But it's a vindication. Every day in their life. It's proven that they love Jesus most of all. He is foremost in their life. And that they're here to do his will and not their own. As Jesus Christ proved when he was here. But oh my saints, we've been predestinated. Hallelujah. Don't forget that. But oh God, here am I. Amen. May the Lord bless you.
Amen. Did you enjoy that?
Amen.
I did.
Amen. That's real good meat. Amen. I love the word of God. I'll tell you what, to see, and then to see by the grace of God, you're placed right in there with it, and see what's happening is God. I'm just so appreciative of that. You want to always remember something, saints. Just slide a little something in here. As long as we keep trying to live a good life, trying to remember what the word said that we should do, or we are faced with circumstances as they come along and we got to sit there and think, what should I do about this? You know, it isn't Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because when it's Jesus Christ living through you, you don't have to think about it.
Amen.
It just flows through you freely.
Amen.
Because he has the preeminence. He has the control. He's the control source. He's the control tower. And you just do it, and you don't even realize hardly what you're doing. And it almost baffles people's minds when something happens and they see Christ in you. And they see a life that maybe you long to have or you wish you had. Just remember, if it's Jesus Christ, happens automatically. Not you trying to put it in some gear, because every time we try to put it in gear, how many drove a standard transmission?
Amen.
Probably a lot of us have. Probably it's older, especially as older ones. That's what I cut my teeth on, standard transmission. And when I first started out, it was clutch wasn't in the right place and everything. And that's the way a Christian walk is. When you're trying to do it, you're raking gears all the time. And you're going to tear something up. But when Jesus Christ comes in, he does all the shifting automatically. It's him. Remember, Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. I live, but yet it's not I. It is Christ that liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, does this sound like Paul living? No. It's Christ living. It's no longer I live, it's Christ living in me. And when you see Christ living, it just comes so smoothly. So smoothly. It just comes so automatically. It just happens the way God wants it to be because he's in the control seat. And he's doing it. Remember, the prophet said, I said this morning, it's a life you cannot live. It's Christ that liveth in you. Amen. And then it's not sitting there thinking about, how am I going to do this? I see so many people, believers, supposed to have the Holy Ghost and everything. How am I going to do this? How am I going to work that out? How am I going to this? Remember, it's Jesus Christ. It's yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I come to do thy will. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Is that right?
Amen.
Absolutely it is. It's him living it through you. So that's not pushing, pulling, tugging, dragging. No, no, no. It's him in control. That's what makes the difference between a real, genuine Christian and a make-believer. Yeah, that's what makes the difference. So when you see it working automatically, coming through you, maybe used to have a temper, somebody'd say something to you and you'd just bang, you'd snap off. And then maybe the same thing happened or worse. Lord, I'll pray. And there's no, I've got to keep my cool because I'm supposed to be a Christian. No. You see that so much still today. I've got to do this because I'm a believer. No, 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 no. You ain't got it yet. But when you get it, it just happens. He's in control. Make sure you remember that, saints. Let it sink deep in your hearts. With what he said tonight. Amen. I live, but yet it's not I. It is Christ that liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith. What is faith? Revelation. I live by revelation. What God has revealed to me. I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved us and gave his life for us. Amen. What love. Amen. Let us all stand. Hallelujah. Glory to his wonderful name. Heavenly Father, as we come to the close of another service, we just ask, Lord, that these words that was spoken tonight, our brother brought forth, will sink deep into our hearts. And may, by the Holy Ghost, Lord, us be able to grasp the reality of every scripture, quote, word, Lord. Oh, God, and see the reality that Jesus Christ, as you was yesterday, shall be today. Lord, as you was in the Old Testament, same you was in the New, same you shall be now and forever. Oh, God, and you predestinated the people to be conformed to the image of the Son of God. Oh, how we appreciate you now, Lord, and pray that this day somehow would strengthen us, Lord, encourage us, cause us to press on, Lord, like we never have in our lives. It's getting close. We know it is, Lord. The signs of the time are pointing to it. That, Lord, you're going to appear just any day. And Father, may we be ready for that great time and that great moment. Grant that now is our prayer. As we leave this little place, may we glorify you and may you get the preeminence completely of our lives. In Jesus' name, our precious Lord, we ask. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because Ain't that the truth? Oh, how I love him, but he first loved me. He first loved you. Amen. May God richly bless you. Don't forget now, up in the building, we'll have a little snack and have a little fellowship. If you want to come up and join us, we'd appreciate it. All right, God bless you. Till we meet again.